We're taking podcasting to a whole new level. New video podcasts are available now. Download video podcasts from PTI, Around the Horn, and Mike and Mike. From PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Special early edition of the BS Report this week. Matt Barry and I are going to figure out the 8 entries that we're accepting for the 2008-2009. What are we calling it? The Barry Simmons Challenge?
Simmons Barry is fine. But I will say this, because a lot of people email me about this.
Yeah.
Matthew Barry. My friends call me Matt. My friends call me Matt or Matty. But like professionally, I sort of go by Matthew Barry. Because we'd never call you William Simmons.
Right.
We'd never refer to him as Steve A. Smith.
Yeah, but
or Pete Gammons.
But I'm your friend, so I would call you Matt.
Yes, in personal life. When you and I are palling around here on the BS Report, you can refer to me as Matthew Barry.
You know what? You've been hanging around with Jacqueline Don't Call Me Jackie for too long.
Listen, she's an Emmy Award winner for a reason. Make no mistake about it.
You guys should just get married, and then when people called you Matt or Jackie, you just fly off the handle with them. How dare you?
She's got my back.
Well, she graciously agreed on short notice. We had a little programming screw up, and I didn't know this was for the BS Report. I thought it was Fantasy Focus. You thought vice versa,
right?
And Jacqueline heroically raced to our rescue. So I don't know how we can thank her.
We're going to nominate her for another Emmy.
Yeah.
Bill, we got over 6,000 entries in this thing, and then I stopped counting.
Okay. And I also got some on the reader account that I check once a week.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I got some into my column too. I mean, people, 8 million ways. One guy even sent me a bunch of Charles Schwab books to ESPN.
For what reason?
Well, because Charles Schwab, of course, is a sponsor
of Chuck,
Folk.
Yes.
Yeah, talking Chuck. So
yeah.
He made me an honorary employee of Chuck for a day, and, you know, that was especially creepy. I admired the sponsor loyalty, of course. We love Chuck, but, he's not getting in.
You know, I think I'm in especially good spirits today, considering my baseball team season ended last night.
Well, it's interesting.
I'd like to congratulate myself.
Yeah, you. Well done. Nice job.
Thank you.
I don't want to get into that because we've got so many.
Yeah, we don't want to get into it.
Like,
I'm just saying, I'm acknowledging the loss, and
right?
There we go.
There you go.
It was a nice sports moment when young David Price came in and slammed the door, I will admit.
It was unbelievably gutty. So
it was good.
So
okay.
I didn't get through all 6,000. I got to be honest. There's probably about 2,000 that didn't get read because at some point you just, you know, there's not enough hours in the day. I can tell you that just generally, real quickly, I'll speak. A lot of themes sort of came through. A lot of people were huge Bill Simmons fans. A lot of people claimed to be huge Matthew Barry fans. A lot of people put in many references to the work you and I do. A lot of yes, we can. A lot of I need this.
Yeah.
A lot of Anne Hathaway references or love hate. You know, references to the Lakers and to the Celtics, two
yep.
teams that we both follow. A lot of people mentioning the fact that their life is terrible and they need this badly because their kid is sick, their wife is sick, they lost their job, what have you.
Or they're 450 pounds.
We definitely got
those
a couple.
Those are the tough ones.
Yeah. A lot of people that say I owe them because of bad advice I gave them. You know, the sit Larry Johnson got referenced a decent amount.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was right just, you know, the week too early. He's been brutal since, but, that was a pretty bad week.
And you don't want him to date anybody that you know.
No, this is very, very true. Listen, the problem is that if we just let in the people that I screwed over with bad fantasy advice, we only have 8 spots, Bill.
Right.
To give away. A lot of people say basically they have nothing else to do other than crystal meth. Crystal meth, for some reason, became a running theme.
Well, I'll tell you,
yeah.
What we're looking for,
yeah.
you know, over everything else was bribery.
Yes.
And people willing to go to extreme lengths to be in this league, which I think is cool. Also, you know, we had, there's a little bit of an ambition here to maybe have a Seattle entry because, you know, their team got ripped off.
A lot of people referenced Seattle and that they need this. A lot of people referenced the fact that because they were a fan of the Knicks or the Cubs or Toronto or the Raptors. Those three franchises came through the most, but everyone was
Seattle,
like, no question.
Seattle trumps all those. And
of
then
course.
We want to get a military entry if we can.
Yes.
And then what was the third category?
Well, a female.
A female would be nice.
A female would
We're not
going
to
nice.
Force it, though. Male and females are supposed to equal. We can't force. It's the eight best entries.
Yes. And so anyway, Bill, I have here a number of entries that I've sort of culled that I think are the best because, you know, and I now present them.
Let's present.
I have in different categories here.
Okay.
I have them in women. I have tattoos and names. 12 different people are willing to get tattoos or name children after us or something like that. So the best of those, flat out bribes, a section that I call run-ins or stalking. And then just some ones that I want to get your reaction to. All right. Scott Slifka, mayor of West Hartford, wants in. He's the first politician, he claims, of our generation to preach the untapped power, fantasy sports, and the podcast. So I'm just going to whip through these real quickly because you just stop me when you want to react to one of these.
Okay.
Because we've got a few to get to before we get to. But let's see. Michael Carriganis says, I will give each of you a 1992 Upper Deck Manny Ramirez top prospect rookie card. It actually has this quote on the back of his minor league manager. The only thing Manny doesn't do as well as anticipated is steal bases, but I think in time his speed will come.
Ooh, that's enticing. It's a decent bribe.
Yeah.
Decent bribe.
Decent bribe. All right. So we'll keep him around.
Let's move him to round two.
Okay. Landon Bibeau says, I have access to a tiger and sent proof of it. Doesn't offer anything else. Yes, I agree. But I just thought it was interesting that a guy had access to a tiger. Woo Jin Lee of Williamsburg, Virginia says, I love Jack O. If I win, I will donate the prize, guest appearance on the BS report, to Jack O, just so there will be one more BS report with him.
Ah. Oh.
It's very sweet. A big Jack O fan there.
That was
Williamsburg.
Nice of him.
Yeah. Frank Koschel says, if you let me join the league, I will convince my girlfriend to move to Los Angeles with me so that the sports gal can have a best friend. My girl's a huge Grateful Dead fan. They will get along great. Think that's true?
Yeah, that's a pass. I mean, that's a nice gesture, but my wife's kind of out on the Grateful Dead thing at this point.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Unfortunately.
Oh, well.
I mean, she's always there in spirit, but, you know, you have two kids and it's. Plus, Jerry Garcia is dead. I mean, there's some detriments.
Matthew Welker says that my 22-year-old half-sister just did some porno photos, unbeknownst to anyone in my family. I stumbled across it accidentally. I'll send the link to Barry if he gets in. How do you accidentally... Hey, sorry, Matthew. You don't accidentally stumble across porn. I'm just going to tell you this. Let's see. Ian Banger says the deadline... That's his real name.
What is it? Ian Banger?
Ian Banger, B-A-N-G-E-R.
ESPN just put him on their no list, unfortunately.
It gets even better, though. He says, he talks about the fact that his name's been, you know, a source of derisement his whole life, but he also says, the deadline, October 17th, is my birthday. My dream of battling this Simonberry juggernaut would be the best birthday present I've ever received since Katie let me touch her boob in the sixth grade. Hmm. So I just like a guy that throws Katie under the, you know, for being a fast girl in sixth grade.
Yeah, poor Katie. What if she's a listener?
Yeah, well, now we know. Joey Dolby says that since you have an obsession with high school yearbook quotes, he's a junior in high school. If he's chosen, he will let you choose his.
I like that. Round two.
All right.
Round two for him.
What would be his high school yearbook quote?
I'd have to think about that. That's a very important decision that I'm not ready to make right now.
Fair enough. Andrew Bland.
Yeah, that's a nice one. I like that.
Chris Nauer says, I will light an autographed Alex Rodriguez card on fire, slap the flame out as if it were Bronson Arroyo's wrist. The results will be posted on YouTube. Yeah. An autographed A-Rod card. Light it on fire.
It's pretty good. All of these are solid.
I know.
Yeah, I think that's a round two.
All right. If I'm selected, I will pledge to petition the Library of Congress to place Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles in the National Film Registry. That is from Ed Sheriffs.
Funny, but doesn't make it.
Yes, exactly. I can't even get behind that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is someone, Matthew Napoli is calling you out, Bill. He says, you state, he read your book, Now I Can Die in Peace, and now available in paperback.
Yep, $10.
Yep. And he says that you state in the book, Boggs doubles home Dewey Evans in Game 6. I can't imagine I'm the first to let you know that Boggs doubled and scored on a Marty Barrett RBI single.
Yes, I screwed that up. I'm aware of that. We're fixing it for the third printing.
Okay.
which is called Now I Can Die in Peace and Screw You, Manny. We added to it.
Well, speaking of that, Matthew says that his family has great box seats at Fenway, and if he gets into the league, he's going to invite you, Bill, to join him at Manny's next game at Fenway wearing anything but a Red Sox uniform. Would you like to be there, Bill, when he comes to Fenway in something other than a Red Sox uniform?
What about you?
What about me?
Why don't you get to go? I get to go? That's not a good enough.
That's what he says.
Nice effort, but I think we both need to gain.
Well, here's what he says. P.S. Tell TMR I'll set him up with my hot 25-year-old cousin. She likes him.
So, I like how your voice raised on likes, this was a totally improbable occurrence.
Well, you'll see, because we have a whole section devoted to people wanting to set me up with women. Mm. But this is the only one where it says, oh, she's hot, and oh, by the way, she likes you, as opposed to just, you know, some women that probably have no idea they're being offered up. Mm. This one actually likes me. So I think, again, Matthew Napoli should hook me up regardless. Make love happen.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. All right, let's keep going.
All right. Let's see. Marcus says that he can bring a lot to the fantasy league. Infinite knowledge of Beverly Hills 90210. Deshaun Hardell is his favorite fictional basketball player of all time. But this is the one I like. If you let me into the league, every time I finish business with my wife in the bedroom, I promise to yell out, Billya! Or, oh, Mr. Roto.
See, that falls into the we can never actually prove that this is happening clause of, you know, the interesting thing about Deshaun Hardell is we never saw him play basketball.
We really
didn't. We never saw the fake game with the gym that was too small and him like lighting it up against some team of short guys. Never happened.
No, it really didn't. And you notice he was like the same height as Brandon Walsh. And, you know, Jason Priestley's like 5'6" in real life.
Yeah, but we're not supposed to know that.
No, I know.
It's like how when you watch that show and it makes it seem like you can get from Beverly Hills to Manhattan Beach in 3 minutes.
Right.
I'm going to stop by the beach house. I'll see you guys later. Nobody's ever on the 405 for a half hour.
I actually visited the set of 90210 when I was living in L.A., and they actually, true story, they would make the doorway smaller so that Dylan and Brandon would seem taller. I swear to God, you walk into the, it's like you're a giant. It's like you're, you know, it's like literally like a miniature house almost. All the sets are built smaller.
I'm convinced that's why Bill Hader got the second lead in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Because the dude in Forgetting Sarah Marshall is like 6'7".
Right.
And I think Bill Hader is like the next tallest guy in Hollywood who's under 35.
Right.
And that made all the decisions for that movie based on this guy's height.
We need a tall comic. Brad Garrett was unavailable.
Yeah. All right. We got off track we predicted before.
Of course. Timothy Smith says, I will adorn the Christmas tree in my house with a tree topper that features the pictures of Bill Simmons and the TMR when the Christmas season over. The ornament will be moved to my mantle for the duration of the basketball season. Picture evidence provided, of course. Okay. Mike Olson says, I have a score to settle with you guys. Years ago, when I was the deputy editor at Stuff Magazine, I emailed the pre-ESPN talents Mr. Roto and lined up an interview with him on tips to how to win a fantasy football league. But then, after the sports guys' ESPN handlers finally gave me the green light, I completely stood up Barry, going so far as to ignore his emails to interview Simmons instead. So I offer Barry a chance for revenge and Simmons a chance for retribution. You were insistent that LaDainian Tomlinson was in a running back by committee in a season he went on to have over 2,300 yards and 31 touchdowns.
I was insistent?
This is what Mike Olson says. I will tell you this. This is absolutely true because pre-ESPN, I'm trying to promote my site, and I was really hustling. And so Stuff Magazine wanted to, you know, do this whole interview and feature on me, and I was all excited. And then he just totally dropped me and ignored me. You know, he reached out to me the first time, and then I was like, yeah, I'm totally into it. And then of course, never heard from him again, and I'd email him a couple of times. I was like a jilted girl, you know?
You mean that as opposed to now when you're much more careful about who you'll do an interview with? Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course. I'm a total media whore. We all know this. Anyway, no. He has no chance of being in the league, but I just wanted to – I read his because I want to take an opportunity to say on a national podcast that gets a lot of listeners, Bill, screw you, Mike Olson. Screw you. That was not cool. Not cool, dude.
And to rub it in even further, I don't even remember doing the interview. So there you go.
Even better. Jamie A. says, what if I told you I could get you some private time with a redhead and Mad Men? Would that be of interest to you? Nice Entourage reference as well.
It would be of interest to my divorce lawyer.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is we had a lot of people promise stuff, but not really like, okay, we let you in. How are you going to do it? Like they were really loosey-goosey on the details.
Yeah, we want stuff like the Manny Ramirez card.
Right.
Here's what I have, and you get this if I'm in. To me, that is pretty simple.
Michael Klein says that if we put him in, he will actually put it on his epitaph. Michael Klein, 1982 till whenever he dies, husband, father, brother, ESPN Fantasy League participant, or I'm assuming we could put something else on there.
Yeah,
that's
kind of
cool on a gravestone. No? You think it's creepy?
Here's why. Because okay. what if we have him in the league and then the guy, like, gets hit by a car 4 months into it or something?
Well, then we get our advertising early.
I don't know. That creeps me out. I don't like anything that involves somebody potentially dying.
Okay.
Hey, I'm checking out the 2004 Chargers, which is probably when I gave that interview.
Uh-huh.
And they had Jesse Chapman that year and Michael Turner. Remember, everybody was making a
yep.
big deal about how Tomlinson, they were going to arrest him. And that's why I gave that advice. I stand by it.
even in the face of 30, sometimes you listen, Bill, having done this for a long time, sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I was wrong. Larry Jansen should have been a start that week. Sometimes
yeah.
you just got to cop to it and just say, you know what? My bad. Eitan Kenter is in his final year of rabbinical school and says that he will deliver a sermon next Yom Kippur on the topic, "Everything I Need to Know About Judaism I Learned from Bill Simmons and Matthew Berry, Teaching the Values of Judging Based Upon Upside, The Importance of Knowing the Rules, and That Miracles Still Happen Today, Like the Red Sox Winning in 04.
He's a rabbi?
He's studying to be a rabbi. He'll finish up being a rabbi.
I'd rather have a real rabbi. I don't think he makes it.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. How about become the rabbi and then enter again?
Right. Matt Eiselman says, "I am also a former NBA employee who was fired for making sports bets and running my fantasy basketball league from my work computer." That's right. There are at least two former NBA employees released for gambling-related reasons, Tim Donaghy and myself.
Yeah. That's not bad, but I don't know. I don't want to cross Stern. If he got fired, he got fired for a reason.
Right.
We don't
yeah.
want to cross the little man.
No. Sorry,
yeah.
ESPN. We have a very good relationship with the NBA.
Yes. And also, I'm terrified of Stern.
As well you should. Let's see. Steve Manuel built a whole website as to why he should be in the league. I don't think
we talked about this on the phone last week. Anybody who built a website or a blog could potentially turn it against us. They could use a power that was potentially good for evil.
Right. We don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Here's a guy that's willing to change. Here's a guy who's willing to completely legally change his name from Matthew Allen Kozofsky to Matthew Berry Kozofsky. In honor of me.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
I don't disagree. There's a lot of Matthew Berrys out there. Like, there's a famous, not famous, but there's a comedian out there by the name of Matt Berry. Another reason why I always try to go by Matthew Berry, as we talked about at the beginning. And he's a comedian out of Denver, and he wrote on Roseanne. He wrote on Reba. He's currently writing on Desperate Housewives. He's a great guy. I've met him a few times. Really nice, really funny. But I get a lot of like, "Oh my God, did you write on Roseanne?" No, that's the successful Matt Berry. So, you know, and it was one of those things where he actually did a really cool solid for me. When I joined the Writers Guild, they said, "Well, you have to change your name." And I'm like, "I don't want to change my name. It's Matthew Berry." And they're like, "Well, we already have a Matthew Berry." And I'm like, they're like, "What's your middle initial?" And I'm like, "Matthew J. Berry." But I don't want to be Matthew J. Berry. I'm not Michael J. Fox or something like that. I don't know. And they're like, "Well, it doesn't matter because the first Matthew Berry is actually Matthew J. Berry too. So you literally have to come up with a fake name." And I'm like, "I've worked hard to become a sitcom writer. I've worked, you know, I want to get my name up there." I didn't, at the time, didn't know it was going to be on Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. At the time, I had hopes and dreams, Bill, that it would be on Good Stuff. So anyway, the other guy, Matt Berry, who had never known me, had never met me before, they contacted him, and he could have been a real jerk and said, "You know what? I got here first. My name, too bad." Instead, he was just like, "Tell you what, I always go by Matt Berry. I'll always just go by Matt Berry, and he can always go by Matthew Berry." So I just, for a guy you'd never met before in your life, I thought that was just, you know, really cool. And
that's pretty neat. You know, I have a similar situation with the top chicken wing eater in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of the top competitive eaters is named Bill Simmons, and he
really?
Goes by the nickname El Wingador. And I, of course, write to call him the sports guy, so it's never been a problem. El Wingador and the sports guy have always gotten along.
Well, see, yeah, exactly. Why can't people just get along? It's like the two Roy Williams in Dallas. It's like the Vanessa Williams. And,
well, the Roy Williams in Dallas, the safety ended up intentionally breaking his own forearm to settle it yesterday. So that was, I thought, noble of him.
Yeah, well, and now we just have to hope that they don't fire Wade Phillips and hire Tar Heels basketball coach Roy Williams.
I think Wade Phillips gets fired.
I think he does, too.
And Mike Nolan just got fired. This is going to be the year of, like, just coaches getting canned because it worked for St. Louis for two games. Everybody's like, "Hey,
right.
we'll fire our coach."
San Francisco should hire Lane Kiffin. He already lives in the Bay Area.
Oh, that would be a good hire. I thought Lane Kiffin did a good job for them.
I did, too.
All right,
we
got sidetracked.
I thought Lane Kiffin got totally jerked over. Lou Redkowski, Bill, says he will sign over his Yahoo email account to you. The username is Bird33Legend.
Nah.
All right. Yeah, I didn't think you'd want that. TMR and Sports Guy Scott Patera writes, I believe I should be chosen to be in your fantasy basketball league because I'm going as the sports guy for Halloween by wearing a Red Sox hat, Patriots jersey with Holy Cross alumni t-shirt, Celtic short, and he's going to catch a cold so his voice sounds really nasally.
That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and he says he has a hot gal pal that he can set me up with. Not crazy about using the...
Quite round two because he insulted me, but yeah. It was still funny.
It's very funny.
So he's basically... I've had a deviated septum for like 10 years, so he's saying I should get that fixed.
I don't know that he's saying you should get that fixed. I think actually he's saying it's good because it makes it easy to mock you. And he goes out...
I don't mind being mocked. Whatever.
All right. Tim Concan says he's willing to send in footage of his recent mock auction against a chair during which he successfully drove up the price for Vince Carter. Thought that was kind of funny.
I thought he was going for the Asian Lan joke there.
That is. That's exactly what he's doing. He's saying. He's saying like he did a mock auction. Maybe I screwed up his joke by not reading it right. But that's exactly
what he's
doing.
Yeah, you didn't read it right. You said Vince Carter.
Oh, here you go. No. First, I feel I can fill the role as the promising rookie in this league. As I, to prove it, yeah. I'm willing to send in footage of my recent mock auction against a chair during which I successfully drove up the price of Vince Carter.
That's pretty funny. I'd put round two for him.
All right, good.
And probably that's it, but still.
Yeah, he's not going further. But it's like on American Idol. When you, like, the guy gets through, but that's the end of the line for him. Just want to say thanks to David Lee, who apparently made up a Wikipedia entry about Simonberry. Did you know there's now a Wikipedia page about this league?
Wow, that's an unequivocal round two.
Yeah.
Show a little ingenuity by David Lee.
Yeah, nice job.
And to take time from the Knicks training camp to do that, I think, is really important.
Dan McKenna, who is a public relations manager, says he should be in because he gave you his Moochie Norris bobblehead doll back in 2002 when he was working in the Houston Rockets PR department.
He did.
Is that enough to get him in?
It's retroactive, though. I don't know if that pushes it. I did get a lot of use of that until, you know what's funny? Right around the time Moochie's career was collapsing, somehow it fell off a shelf and the head just broke off. It was Moochie Norris's actual head was rolling around in my office. It was symbolic of where his career was headed.
It was like a voodoo doll or something.
Yeah, it really
like that.
Was. And the weird thing is not like we had an earthquake or anything. It just fell off the desk. I don't know what happened. His head rolled off. And then he was out of the league a year later.
Much like his bobblehead, Moochie Norris, not really durable. Mm-hmm. Tyler Child says he was fired from his last job for listening to the BS report at his desk as Corolla's pedophile pitch apparently offended his female coworker. So you got this guy fired, Bill.
It's hard to prove, though.
Yeah, hard to prove. Sorry,
it's a good
dude.
Good story.
But we apologize. Eric Niemiller owns the rights to FireTalentedMrRoto.com and FireBillSimmons.com and plans on using them to his advantage.
That's not a bribe.
No, it's a threat.
It's a threat,
my friend.
What the hell? I think if he wants in, he should sign over those URLs. He should sell them to us.
I'm sure he would be willing to. I'm sure.
All right. We'll make him a conditional.
All right. We can put him there. Let's see. Even if you don't let me in the league, this is from Mike in New York City, Mike Venables. He says, even if you don't get me in the league, you need to get me in a mailbag. I've sent you 31 different emails. I assume this is to you, Bill. 90% of which I thought actually had a shot of making it, and you've denied me every time. My wife even said that if I make your next mailbag, she'll forgive me for knocking over her sister's wedding cake last weekend. Help me out of the doghouse. Maybe what do you think, Bill? At least a mention of the podcast gets him out of the doghouse?
No.
Okay.
Why did he knock over the wedding cake? He kind of buried the lead in that email.
Yeah, we need more.
Have you ever seen that video on YouTube of the best man who falls into the bride and knocks her and the reverend into the pool?
No, I haven't.
That's on YouTube right now.
Okay, I'll check that one out.
My wife and I studied it like it was this Zapruder film, trying to figure out if it was staged or not. I urge everyone not to download that clip because you will definitely study it for 45 minutes.
Jeff, whose last name I can't pronounce, it's NGO, so I don't know if it's Ngo or whatever, says, here's my offer to get in the man's league. I will write your names in for president and vice president of the United States. I leave it up to you to decide who will be president. I have my official California ballot and a fancy calligraphy pen to write with. This is no joke. I will do it to get in this league. Which one of us would be president? I'm not going to say no because I think a vote's actually too important to waste. I hate the people that write
in
Mickey Mouse.
That. I'm against that.
But anyway, who would it be? I think I should be president.
Why?
Why? I have the biggest ego, but the difference is that you hate being in public.
Yeah, I
would
be
the one making
president.
All the speeches and everything like that. You could,
you know,
be,
it'd be
the
a bad. You know, I'd be bad is when I never gave press conferences.
Right.
We've been waiting for 3 years for him to explain this policy, and he won't.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. When is Bill going to address the nation? Bill's finishing his book. He's taking 2 months off.
I like an idea of an enigmatic president who disappears for 2 months at a time and nobody knows what happened to him. Where'd he go?
Yeah, exactly.
He's away.
Right. He's occasionally sends off these missives to obscure blogs, but other than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jason Melmed says, I know Jacko, he lives in Connecticut. He says, by the way, P.S., I know Jacko lives in the area and me and some friends have had some talks about busting into his place of work one day. There's just a stalker. Just you may want to start bleeping out where Jacko works.
Yeah, that's
something to think
good.
About. Christopher Walsh says, please let me into the league. I'm moving back into my parents' house because I can't afford my apartment. I have a 3-year-old brother who I'll be sharing a room with. I'm 23.
That's round two.
Poor bastard.
That's sad. That's one of the sadder stories we've heard. We should have had Chris Connolly come on and read the sad ones.
Yeah. okay, the emails came in all over the last week. So Sam Meyerkopf is a Syracuse University student who's my alma mater, of course, SU. And he says, I am from Madison, New Hampshire, a Boston sports fan, and I have a ticket to game 2 of the World Series. Bill, if you would like it, they're yours. Would you like Boston World Series, game 2 ticket? Bill?
I don't think this is funny.
Really? Because I find it amazingly amusing.
I don't think it's funny at all.
All right. So I guess that's a no. Sorry, Sam.
In fact, I'm not going to watch the World Series. Nah,
that's not true. You and the rest
of
America?
I'm going to root for Philly. No, I'm going to root for Philly.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I think that...
Francona's old team?
I think for national safety concerns, I think it's good if they got a title. Every year that it goes on where they're titleless, it's just potentially bad.
Okay, and now you know what you're doing right now?
What?
You're insulting the Philadelphia Soul of the Arena Football League. Philly has a title, my friend.
Oh, that's right, the John Bon Jovi team.
Right, owned by yeah. John Bon Jovi and Jaws, our own Ron Jaworski.
How did I forget?
So this comes from Chris, who works for Ben & Jerry's. It's Chris, his last name, at benjerry.com. I am not a flavor guru, but I do know them. And will lobby with all means necessary to try to have a Simmonberry ice cream brought to reality. See, and I think like that's not good enough.
Yeah, it's a promise that might be potentially empty.
Get us, listen, you get the Simmonberry flavor, you're in. But
I'm a little scared of somebody, like people getting in a room and trying to figure out what flavor a Bill Simmons Matthew Berry combo of ice cream would be. For some reason, that's disturbing.
Oh, it'd be disgusting. It'd be unedible. I'd want
pineapple to be in it.
Oh, what? Pineapple?
I have always enjoyed pineapple with my ice cream.
Well, the problem is that because of berry, obviously some sort of fruit will be in it. And I'm a big believer fruit shouldn't be in ice cream. Fruit shouldn't be in cake. Fruit shouldn't be in ice cream. Fruit should be by itself.
I am
Jackson
exact
Purdy
opposite.
Is nodding her head.
Really?
Yes. She completely agrees with me.
Like, I would like a vanilla ice cream with little soft pineapple chunks in it. Ugh. That'd be delicious.
That is so disgusting. I can't even describe it.
I also like pumpkin ice cream, which sometimes you'll get at some of the nicer homemade ice cream places.
Well, certainly this month.
Yeah.
It's big in October. Yeah. Roman Seal is working as an actual rocket scientist, Bill. He's working on his PhD at the University of Arizona, and he's conducting research on vortex breakdown in free-swirling jets. And if he is chosen for the league, he will publish his results as the Simmons-Matthew-Berry-Bill Theorem, or SMBB.
It's a round two.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I think we should be able to come up with the name, though.
Yeah, sure. I think he'd be fine with that.
Simmons-Berryism or something.
AJ Romano says, even though I'm 37 years old and clock in at 480 pounds, I still move like I did at 350. Every good league needs a goofy big guy.
He's right. Round two.
Yeah. AJ Romano, welcome to,
I like that he moves like he's still at 350. I thought
right.
That was good.
Yeah, it's very funny. Josh Young says, I've recently purchased a small island, and in return for being part of your league, I'm willing to allow you two to change the name of the island.
Yeah, it seems a little dubious.
Yeah.
A little sketchy.
It sounds like it's back a Rolling Stone magazine bought island.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. Hey, Mike Kiefer says, I go to school at the University of Vermont, and I know people at Ben & Jerry's. no promises, but I have a lot of friends in the R&D department.
No, listen, we want promises.
We want promises. Sorry, dude. It's the guy who works at Ben & Jerry.
I know somebody who knows somebody. I can do it. Maybe, blah, blah, blah. Just offer something.
Bill Baldwin works as a video game developer for a company in Tokyo, and if you guys play your cards right, I could work the two of you into the current ninja game that we've started development on for Xbox 360 and PS3.
What does work your cards right mean?
Yeah, I mean,
see, that's what I don't get.
See,
with
it's got to be like
offer us something.
Offer, say, like, look, here's a game, and you two will be ninja warriors in the game if I'm in.
Yeah,
it's got to be definite.
You know what? We're weeding these people out for this year, but for next year, when we do this, the second year of the contest, assuming I have been murdered by then, this is what we want. We want guarantees.
Eddie from Philadelphia says, I have, aside from bringing the classic East Coast smack talk, I have this to offer. Daniel LaRusso's headband. If you watch this clip.
Yeah, he's in. Round two.
Well, let me explain, though. If you watch this clip, and he sends a link to a YouTube clip of Karate Kid, at about the 103 mark, you see an extra touching Daniel's head. And this is when, basically, he's defeated Cobra Kai, and everyone's, like, rubbing his head. And we watch the clip. The extra was me trying to rip off his head a little prematurely. I actually did deviously end up getting my little hands on it later and still have it to this day. I can cut it in half and give you each a piece, maybe saving a small piece for myself. So a piece of Ralph Macchio's head.
Yeah, round two.
Yeah. Okay. I should be in the man's league because if I win the league, I'll propose to my girlfriend on the BS Report or Fantasy Focus podcast. She, just like the sports gal, Bill, tries to talk to me during fantasy research. I never listen to her. She hates it. So I'll be like, hey, listen to this. Will you marry me? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. That's from Clinton Ward.
So wait, so she wouldn't know that he was proposing and would just randomly listen to it?
I guess so.
That's pretty interesting.
Like, he'll come on our podcast and he'll say, like, you know, hey, Megan, or whatever her name is.
So we'll have him on, and then he says to his girlfriend,
right,
you're not going to believe this, but they asked me to be on the podcast, and then he pops the question. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I think he should come on and do it anyway. Because if he's willing to spend her life with her, then she's the girl, whether he gets in the league or not.
I like the way you think. So we don't have him in the contest, but we do have him on a podcast.
Right. We will offer him the platform. So we will give him 15 minutes of fame, as it were.
I'd also like to have a guest named Clinton. Your first name's Clinton. I think you want to be on my podcast, hopefully.
This guy looks pretty intense. Michael Penich says, my competitiveness. These are the reasons he should be in. My competitiveness. I once paid off an intramural ref with beer to take some liberties with a tape measure and allow 3 6-footers in a 5'10" and under league. My love of the game. During her husband's funeral, a widow caught me updating my fantasy basketball roster on my BlackBerry.
Nah, I've done that.
And you owe me one. I drafted Arenas and Kidd over Paul last year thanks to TMR's pre-draft column in 07. I did love Chris Paul last year, though.
So did I.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never liked Jason Kidd. I did love Gilbert Arenas last year, but I've never liked Jason Kidd. So, all right, he's a liar.
That was a weak entry.
Yeah. This guy, Dan Keough, says, I work for General Mills and can get a loved one of each of your choice on the cover of a Wheaties box.
Now we're talking. Round three for him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Round three.
That would be pretty cool. This one's pretty funny. Jason Jensen says, I would be honored to play in a league with Barry and Simmons, if only to read Barry gush at every free agent pickup that Simmons makes throughout the league. I heard naming a baby after someone usually gets you into a Barry league. My wife decided 6 months ago that our unborn baby would be named William Matthew, so I don't know how to, I don't get in. He should enter this world around December 1st, just in time to watch Matt Cassel throw his 5th touchdown of the season.
That's good, because if you're talking about naming, we want a kid that's actually born during the season so we have proof that the person actually did it.
Yeah.
So that's a round two.
Yeah, it is. And pretty good smack talk there.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
You do love my free agent pickups most of the time.
I do. Well, I got a lot of angry emails from listeners after our two podcast appearances saying that I suck up to you, that I'm too nice to you. Because
that's crap. We fight all the time.
Someone should go back and listen to our Kobe... our Kobe Kevin Garnett MVP debate, where you argued vehemently for Kevin Garnett, only to realize that he wasn't even the best player on his own team, let alone the league.
I think what you are is you're profusely agreeable when you agree with somebody.
This is true.
Which might make people think that you agree too much, but you actually don't. You just, you're excited when somebody has an opinion you like.
That is correct, right here. That's, right. I agree with you. So
great point, Bill.
Nice, well done, Mr. Simmons.
I loved how you put it.
Jason Morris is a vice president at Hasbro and says, could potentially use my influence here to have toys made in your likeness or at a minimum have personalized, customized Monopoly, created, Monopoly boards for you. See, again, this is one where if you said definitively, I think he's in, but, you know, I could potentially, too many maybes there. But a TMR Potato Head was next year.
Yeah, I'll tell you, now that we've established the rules, next year's contest is going to be something special.
It's going to be off the hook.
It really is.
Jim McGrath says, I am willing to stand in Times Square in the middle of winter wearing just a bathing suit, a Patriots jersey, and a sign hanging around my neck a la Bruce Willis in Die Hard 3 that says Simmons for president on the front, Matthew Berry is the fantasy god on the back.
See, he thinks I should be president.
he doesn't realize.
I like that one. That's round two. I like the Die Hard 3 reference.
Yes. Professor Jesse Inman from the University of South Carolina says, go Gamecocks. He says he will teach your recent article about Manny Ramirez as a novella to his lit students. He's going to make people study that and a column of my choice as an applied policy argument to his rhetoric students. Hmm. Or as rhetoric students, I guess. I don't know which one it is. But anyway, over 100 students' grades would depend on their ability to read and analyze not just Shakespeare and Aristotle, but now the sports guy and the TMR. I don't think we should subject college kids to our work.
I feel tough enough as it is. I'd feel guilty.
Sean Kennedy says, I have tickets for a World Series Game 5 if the Phillies advance that far. And I will display a banner for the entire game proclaiming Barry and Simmons, the original Kings of Fantasy, or anything else we want.
I like that one.
Yeah,
round two.
Too.
When is game 5? That would be like Monday?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, I like that one.
For every week I'm not in first place, DJ Foster says, I will do a ridiculously horrible, embarrassing act of your choosing. For every week he's not in first.
So like on YouTube? YouTube or something? That's interesting. Round two.
I think so. All right. He's like, that's a little bit, because that's a lot of work for us. It's like,
you've got to come
up with like a lot, like something creative and humiliating. And I would rather people just humiliate themselves and us enjoy it.
Yeah, that's like all good points and throw in that I'm very lazy.
People have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. They didn't see a column from you for 2 months. They're aware of it. All right.
I wrote like 200,000 pages of a book.
So you claim. We haven't seen the book yet. When's this book coming out?
Holidays 2009 now.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Just in time for you to write it now. Anyway, Steve Muir is a art director for a children's book publishing company. In our next round of books, be ready for Little Matthew and Little Bill Learn to Share.
I love that.
Yeah. So possibly us
and
children's book.
That's great. And almost kind of a guarantee, too, that he'd do it.
Yeah.
You know what? People, how many people buy a children's book?
A lot.
But I'm saying, like, there's so many out there that you do need some sort of relatively dopey hook. That's not a bad hook.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad hook at all.
Because obviously both of us would write about it, so now you've gotten promotion from however many people between the two of us that this book exists. Like, that's pretty smart.
Let's see. David Ingber is a musical theater writer and producer in New York City. If we let him in, he's going to compose a one-act musical about the two of us, two fantasy owners who use their love of fantasy sports to save the world. He will produce the musical, stage it for a live audience, digitally record it, and put it up on YouTube.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I think we should be able to name it, though.
Oh, no question. And sit in on casting. That's always key. Casting is what sells these things. This is from Greg Poehler. And Greg Poehler says, so I should be in the league because? So that I can be included along Don Swayze, Bruce Buffer, and Frank Stallone in the discussion of most pathetic brothers of a celebrity. I'm assuming this is Amy Poehler's brother. It's spelled the same way. The email address is gregpoehler@something. What do you think?
You know, I could find that out.
Because you're friends with Seth Meyers.
No, even beyond that, Jimmy's PR guy also represents Amy Poehler, my friend Louis Kay.
Oh, okay.
The only straight PR guy in Hollywood. and he represents her, and I could probably find that out. I kind of like that. It would throw him into the Don Swayze mix, I think.
Yes, I think so. And I'm a huge Amy Poehler fan. I think she's hilarious. So
I agree. Anybody who at 8.5 months pregnant can sing a rap song has my eternal respect. My wife couldn't even like pour a glass pour herself a glass of water. This girl's doing 4-minute rap song. How does she do that?
I don't know, but she's unreal.
I was wondering, like, if her water broke or something, I think she just would have kept going.
Of course. Yeah. Anything for the joke. She'd have made it was part of the bit.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, I was a writer for one of the best fantasy sports websites on the internet, spreading my gospel about college football. This site was so successful that the worldwide leader in sports acquired most of the staff, including my partner's co-writers, while somehow forgetting about me. Since I never received a severance package from my volunteer position, I will accept an entry into this league as payment for my hard work and dedication. And on a more serious note, I would love to work Bill Simmons' face in fantasy basketball because I can only handle so much Bostonian sports dominance. And that is from the Jeff Wiedemeyer, who was one of my writers on talentsmrroto.com. We couldn't bring everyone over, unfortunately. I had over 50 kids writing on the site at one point, so unfortunately...
Yeah, it's a little sour grapes. I feel like he might turn on you at some point.
I think he already has.
Yeah.
Let's see. Adam Morse, another guy that's built a website. Are Bill Simmons and Matthew Berry the two coolest dudes ever.com? And my goal is that if you...
I'm going to say no.
And if you go to the website, that's not the answer. It actually says yes. Here's one you'll appreciate. I am getting ready to spend $75,000 on a triplex in my hometown of Warren, Ohio. Currently, 3 people there are renting out the 3 units. I'm willing to evict them all and open up in my new building, hang up webcams all over the building, and create a real-world atmosphere while the other 7 to 8 20-something co-eds that are going to be in our league cohabitate. You two and the rest of America will be able to watch us at any time and enjoy all the sports and non-sports-related activities that will take place in the building.
It's inventive, but I don't like evicting 3 people. That would make me feel bad.
Right, and we're not getting anyone to move to Ohio.
Well, I think the 23-year-old guy who's sharing a bedroom with his 3-year-old brother, I think he's in.
Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah, whatever his life is, it's got to be better here. Michael McBride says, if you let me into the league, I will make a full-body cardboard blow-up of the two of you and carry you around taking several photos during my brother's wedding and bachelor party. Imagine Cardboard Barry getting a lap dance, or Billy waking up in a pool of his own, in a pool of his own stink. Oh no! Did Cardboard Barry just make it with the engaged bridesmaid? You old dog, you! It would like be getting in on all the great memories without the hard work of having to deal with people. That's from Michael McBride. It's pretty funny.
Where is he from?
He doesn't say.
You know what? I can't believe I'm doing this, but I think he's in.
Oh really?
I don't mean to do the Chris Collins. I gotta tell you, I watched Mike McBride on tape, and I gotta tell you, this guy, it's a great entry.
All right, there you go. He's in.
I think he's in. That's fantastic.
Wow.
I would love to see photos of Cardboard Simmons and Cardboard Barry at a bachelor party and a wedding. Makes me just so happy. I had to stand up. I just had to stand up.
Wow. Well, Michael McBride, welcome to the Man's League, our first guy.
Wow, Michael McBride. Wow.
Nice job.
Oh, man.
All right, so... He is in.
Right. Don't you agree?
Oh, no question. No, yeah. I think it's very, very funny. But he has to, show in. We have to find out when the date is, and if we don't get the photos, then he's out of the league.
So well,
we have to like.
It'll be in the next year, right?
Yeah, it's got to be in the next year. But like, if the wedding is in December and January comes and we don't have these photos, we replace him with somebody. We'll have like a backup. We'll have
perfect.
Like, all right.
We'll have replacement Matt McBride.
Right, exactly. We'll have.
And you know what else? I think we should be able to run a couple photos on ESPN.com.
Oh, no question.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll be able to.
Okay.
Absolutely. Alex Giordano says, "Yo, Barry, I've attached a picture of my sister. If I get in, she's yours." I looked at the picture. She's very pretty. But it's just, you know, I don't know.
Is that a female entry or a male entry?
No, it's a male entry. The guy is a male, but...
That's creepy. Anybody would sell out their sister. Yeah, it's a little weird.
All right, I want your reaction to this one. This is from Christopher Summers. So my girlfriend and I were in bed the other night discussing our lists. My list, you know, the list of like kind of the free pass list.
Yeah.
Okay. My list encompassed any Victoria's Secret model, or high school girl that shunned me when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Initially, she said all NFL players, past, present, and future. I told her that was too much. Eventually, she whittled it down to any actor that gets made that any, eventually she whittled down her list to any actor that gets $20 million a movie, Tom Brady, and Matthew Berry. After the bile cleared from my throat, he writes, I realized this wasn't much of a surprise. Brady, an obvious choice because he fathers children and then abandons them, but does pay the child support.
Oh, hey. What the hell?
The Barry pick, while grotesque, is not a huge surprise. Daily, she speaks of her love for Barry, a love which goes far beyond his erroneous fantasy football predictions. In fact, she has shunned all my fantasy football advice for the ramblings of an often misguided part-time soap actor. That being said, when I win Mr. Barry, she will be your guest for the tour of the ESPN studios, and as part of her list, she'll have free reign. I'll take whatever crap prize Simmons pulls from the back of his closet. Probably the chair he sat on when he announced the SMC-USD basketball game, or a pair of Papelbon's panties. I'm sure you have some to spare.
Now he insulted Brady and Papelbon in the same email. That's, I can't stand for
that. I don't think he insulted Papelbon. I think he insulted you for liking Papelbon too much.
Here's why I'm against this email.
Okay.
I like the spirit behind it. It's the
you think
whole
I'm
part,
actually on somebody's list? I don't think so.
Well, the whole part where he's willing to sign over his wife, but here's the thing. If you've ever seen like those swinger shows on like The Real Sex on HBO.
It's never attractive.
The people who are swingers are like really grisly.
Yeah,
and I have a feeling that maybe these two are swinging a little bit, and that would put them in that category.
It's unfortunate. The people that are so willing to do that are the people you wouldn't want to do that with.
Right.
Let's see. Brenton Kirshner says, my girlfriend looks a lot like Anne Hathaway. I would be willing to put a date with her on the table for whoever wins the league.
Nah.
Again, a lot of people.
She wouldn't have the same tragic... my boyfriend lied to me for the last 4 years, self-esteem issue that Anne Hathaway has now, which pushed her over the top.
Clearly. Todd Hoyer writes, because my wife won't shut up about how much she loves Matthew Barry, so I want to beat the crap out of him in the league and then give her the prize so she can go to Bristol and meet her hero, man of the year, who she won't stop talking about, Matthew Barry. I don't buy this at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So.
Seems like people trying to butter you up.
Yeah, and I don't want somebody's wife.
I would hope not.
No. Christian Svidland, it's Finnish, so I can't really pronounce it right, but wants to set me up on a date with his divorcee sister. She lives in Milford, and she's awesome, as are her two kids.
You know what? I don't want to use this league to help your love life.
Of course. Why would you? You've never wanted to help my love life at all.
Well, only one of us are gaining from it. If it was like if we were E.T. and Elliot, I could see it, but we're not.
E.T. and Elliot, really? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, listen, you don't have kids. My child has watched E.T. eight times in the past 3 weeks. If you have an E.T. question, I'm here to answer it.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know.
Forget there was a scene when E.T. breaks into the fridge, he's drinking beer, and then Elliot starts feeling the class. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
So if you were on a date and you were doing whatever, I would feel it being your E.T.
If this were 25 years ago, that reference would have really hit home. That would have been a fantastic reference.
It hit home in the Simmons house right now because it's on in the other room.
Does the sports gal even listen to your podcast?
No.
So it's a joke for no one. You said it's for the Simmons household. No one in the Simmons household listens to it.
You know what? It's a joke for me.
Sometimes they're not.
In the words of Kelly Taylor, I choose me.
You do choose me. Let's see. Hey, I should be in the league because I'm a professional pickup artist who used to work with that guy Mystery from VH1's Pickup Artist Show. He wants to take me out to give me a free boot camp, which they charge over $3,000 for to demonstrate on how to hit on girls. That should make up for getting pod blocked.
What is this, a real company?
I didn't check out the blog, but we should do it anyway because it'd be a funny video cast.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
He shouldn't be in the league, but I should give him publicity and go do that.
Yeah, I think you can kind of get that anyway because he'd be dumb not to just do
but
that for you.
For the record, I know how to hit on women. I think anyone that's been out with a bar has seen me definitely hit on women.
I've gotten a couple emails that would disagree.
Oh, really? That would say that I'm bad at it? I didn't say I'm successful. I know how to do it. I just maybe not successfully. You should read me those. That's hilarious.
I think pointing at the TV and saying, look, that's me. I'm on right now. Look, that's me. Might not be good. Might not be playing it cool.
Just a
thought. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just saying.
I've definitely been out with a group of people and we've like pointed at the TV and like, yeah, you know, so that kind of. That's definitely happened. Mm. And I can tell one story where I was actually out with a fellow ESPN employee who I won't name. And so him and I are out at the bar, we're both single. We're doing a segment on SportsCenter, actually, and comes on the screen. And so at the time, I'm just, whatever, I'm having fun. I've had a few drinks, as it will. And I said, look at that handsome guy on the TV. Who is that guy? You know, I say it like really loudly just so like they notice, like, my buddy was here and he's on TV. No one looks. And then, then like literally the next thing on was a fantasy segment that I came on. And I was like, and that guy, who's that good looking guy? Like really dumb and jokey like that. No one notices at all. I find that it's at bars, it's very rare that someone notices you on TV and then notices.
Unless you're at that bar in New York that just shows softcore porn on like 9 TVs, which I forget the name of it, but it's like around 17th Street.
Yeah. Forget the name of it. Please.
No, I was there last year. I mentioned it in a column. Uh-huh. I think if somebody was in one of those movies, I think they would a little more respect.
Fair enough. All right. So a couple more here.
How many do we have left, roughly?
Maybe about 10.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll come up with like the 15 finalists. And then on Wednesday's BS report, we'll announce the eight or the seven winners, because we already have Matt McBride.
Yeah. Matt McBride is in.
Yeah. Matt McBride is in.
Bunch of people willing to do tattoos. Let's see. Travis Riley says he'll get a BM tattooed on his butt.
That's disturbing.
Yep. Let's see. Some guy who didn't put his name says that he'll get a Billy and Matthew tattoo on his lower back.
Also disturbing.
Michael Lott says he'll get the tattoo of our choosing. He'd kind of like to get a Carver High tattoo a la The White Shadow.
Who is that?
That is Michael Lotts, Lotts. I don't know how you pronounce it. Doesn't say. But
do we have an email address?
Yeah.
Let's move him around, too. Okay. I like that. I like the ability for you and I to just collectively decide what will be on this guy's body for the rest of his life. That's appealing.
That is appealing. Here's one other one that I think should be in the tattoo one. Chaz Belen, Chozbelen. So I think it's Chaz Belen. Says, I design tattoos. I will design and have either the BS Report or Fantasy Focus tramp stamped on my lower back, depending on whichever one of you guys does better in the league. I sort of like that because now it's a competition between you and I. To get the I also like the tramp stamp.
Yeah, well, it's all good except for it's a guy who would have tramp stamp on his back.
All right, sorry,
that part's a little disturbing.
This one might be the winner. Brad DeLauder says, "I will get parking reserved for LaBille DeSimmons tattooed on my butt."
LaBille DeSimmons?
Yeah, on his butt. Parking reserved for LaBille DeSimmons.
It's pretty good, but I still like the guy who said we could choose whatever his tattoo is. I think he's the tattoo winner who advances.
All right. David Paul says that he is from Ohio, and if he does not beat both of us, he will shave Bill and Matthew into his head for the winter.
Yeah, but he could say he did that, and then we wouldn't be able to track it. We'd have to make him send photos every week to make sure it still did it.
Yeah.
Much worse.
So you like the Carver High guy. All right. So
I like the thought of you and I deciding what his tattoo would be. I think that would be a fun conversation.
I agree. Three different people offered to name their children after us, but we did that in the other one. So it's a little kind of played out, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people writing in, Bill, with offering us stories about...
I don't want stories because you can always make them up.
Right. So I will...
Not nearly enough, like, I have... I caught Fred Lynn's bat during the 1975 World Series. It went in the stands, and I'm now offering it to you. We didn't get enough of those.
We got a few.
But not of that caliber.
Nothing that was really, really amazing.
I caught one of Mike Socha's last three brain cells that he used in the 2008 ALDS. And I want to give it to you, Matt Berry.
Right. Yeah, none of those. We didn't get a lot of those. I mean,
you missed my angel's insult because you're reading through the emails.
I am reading through the emails trying to find...
It was a good one. You'll be mad about it when you listen to the podcast.
All right, that's fine. Whatever. My angels are terrible. But you know what? Guess what? The angels aren't going to the World Series and neither are your Red Sox.
I know.
Let's see. Ty says...
At least went further.
I really wasn't listening to you. That's very true. Ty says, I have an old BostonSportsGuy.com t-shirt that my wife has tried to throw out every week for the last 8 years. He has fought it off at all costs. And he will wear this shirt for 1 month straight with a TMR wife beater underneath. You actually had BostonSportsGuy.com t-shirts?
I did in 1999. I think there's about 800 of them out there somewhere. I had to promote the site. This was back in the days where I promoted myself.
I can't imagine what...
In fact, I wore one the other day.
Really?
Yeah. I only wore them around the house because I think if somebody saw me out and I was wearing a shirt with my own URL on it, I think that's about as tacky as it comes.
Let's see. This is just funny. Dan Richards says that he once spent an entire afternoon pushing shopping carts with thousands upon thousands of All-Star ballots where Ricky Davis's wife picked him and him alone. which I just thought was very funny.
It's a funny story, but it can't be
no,
proven.
No, of course not. Exactly yeah. Right.
Are we almost done?
Yeah, almost done. You want Tom Arnold's assistant? He wants in.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Yeah. I'm entering my fourth year as a personal assistant to Tom Arnold. Yes, that one. My current failure at escaping Tom Arnold Island into a new soulless, draining job means I need the hope that only this league can give me. All right, Tom Arnold goes to round two. What did you want?
I would say round three.
Round three. All right, the sports guy. What do you want the guy who's got the T-shirt, BostonSportsGuy.com T-shirt?
Nah, he's not in.
Nah, he's not
That's
in.
My, although I do appreciate they bought the T-shirt. But
all right,
that's one of those things where you can't prove that you wear the T-shirt every day.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Darren Williams out for 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
I love C.J. Miles. For 2 weeks, he is going to be totally underrated.
Is that your impression of me?
Should I unleash my fantasy sleeper of 2009 on you?
Go ahead.
Just for the hell of it?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I want to play 10 questions?
We don't have time for 10 questions.
All right. I'm not going to unleash that.
All right, fine. Wait, we'll wait. That'll be also Wednesday. That'll be...
You know what? Hey, we're at the end. Let's just pick the seven. Let's just do it.
We still got a few... they don't want us to go through discussing all the seven. Do you like this guy? Remember the guy that organized, got all the domain names on GoDaddy.com?
How many domain names was it? Or which ones was it?
It was six. Simonberry.com.net.org. He bought Now I Can Die in Peace in paperback. He bought the DVD of Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I like that guy. Yeah, yeah, he's it.
All right. So he goes to the next round. It's pretty funny.
He's very dedicated. Didn't he send you an invoice that had all
yes,
of the
things?
Yes,
that thing? Had all of them that he'd bought. So he actually...
I like the invoice.
Okay, this is interesting. This is one we can't prove, but John Trapp says, I have an Uncle Steve on my mom's side of the family. You may have heard of him. His last name is Bartman. Anyway, I was a student at Northwestern in 2003 when the incident happened. Everything went down. My Uncle Steve left town and asked me to house sit for him. A couple of my buddies came over and crashed there with me. One of them found his headphones. We stole them. If you let me in this league, not only will I redeem my family bloodline by kicking you and Barry's tails, it's obviously addressed to you, but I will give you my Uncle Steve's headphones. We can't really prove the authenticity.
Can't prove it, but man, that's my that would be my dream column would be Steve Bartman. I think he got the most unfair rap
out
of anybody in the last 100 years sports related. But and by the way, everybody else in his row and behind him going for that ball.
No question. Oh, absolutely.
All of them.
Watch
the tape. Why don't we score on those people? I freaking hate. It's like,
I'm with you.
I love sports 99% of the time, but when you had the Steve Bartman component, that's the 1% where it's like, all right, sports sucks sometimes. And this was what they did to Bartman is inexcusable. Anybody would have gone after that ball. It's not like you know that the ball is going to be in fair foul territory. You look up, you're looking up 1,000 feet, and you don't know.
Yeah, I completely agree. And by the way, yeah, you know what? They hate Steve Bartman so much more than Alex Gonzalez, who completely blew a routine play in that inning.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, I completely agree with you, Steve Bartman.
And who was the other guy that blew it in that inning?
Well,
who's the pitcher?
It was the reliever
that came in. It's ridiculous.
It was Pryor, right? Pryor?
No, but they brought in somebody who crapped the bed.
I
was stupid. Buckner got an unfair rap because we were going to lose that game anyway, and we would have lost the next game.
And shouldn't have been in there defensively anyway.
Should have been in there anyway. We replaced him the whole year. Like, it's so unfair.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, Seattle. We got a couple of contingents from Seattle. We got somebody from Starbucks. His email wasn't that great, but he's from Starbucks, which I thought was very Seattle appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
James is Seattle. He says, I'm a lifelong Seattle fan that is getting still reeling from getting screwed by Clay Bennett and David Stern. If a woman broke my heart, I wouldn't swear off women for good. I'd console myself with porn until a new woman came along. Our league can be his basketball porn. Matt.
That's pretty good.
That one's pretty good. We got another guy that is from, two other guys from Seattle. There were a lot of Seattle. There were a ton of Seattle entries, but these were, I thought, the best ones. You should pick me to join the Fantasy Basketball League. This is from Matt Fersh. Because Seattle sports fans need any kind of victory. I'm an attorney at the law firm that represented the city of Seattle in the lawsuit against the Sonics. After being a lifelong Sonics fan, my ridiculous salary allowed me to purchase season tickets for the first time last year. Working at this firm, though not on the case, unfortunately, made the city's settlement decision hurt even more, if that was possible. I've been debating whether to give up on fantasy basketball after many years of active participation. I'll summon the strength to keep going if you pick me. So that's a guy that at the law firm. And then this one I think might be my favorite. But I'll let you choose, because Seattle is sort of your adoptive city. But I definitely agree. We should have someone in Seattle. Matt Zarter writes, I'm from Seattle. I need a reason to give a crap about the NBA. So fantasy is all I have left. I once had the opportunity to have a threesome with an ex-NFL player and his wife. He lists the player, but I won't say the guy's name. Apparently this guy likes to watch. He will share a story about a Hall of Fame baseball player once crapped himself at a charity golf tournament and washed himself off in a pond. Derek McKee once wanted to punch me in the face because when he cut in line at a Seattle club, I mentioned to him that it would be nice if he cut to the hoop with the same kind of authority. I promise not to draft anyone off the Thunder since to me they do not exist, which means there will be at least one guy you won't have to worry about taking Durant. And he says he promises to name my team something that he won't be allowed to name his team. But just suffice it, it's about Clay Bennett, and it's not very nice.
What was his name?
This is Matt Zarter.
I think Matt Zarter's in.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We need a Seattle fan, yep. and that was good. And
Matt Zarter, welcome to the man's league.
Matt Zarter,
league.
Welcome.
Nice job.
Right.
There you go.
So we got six spots left.
Yeah. Michael McCommon claims that he dated Road Rules Jody. And he has a lot of stories about her. I'll share those with you off the air, but just
okay,
it can't be proven. But
it can't be proven.
Here's interesting. Jeff Zahler says that him and his buddies, Bill, have a pool for the first guy to have a beer with you. Are you aware of this, that there are people that have a pool and, like, who's the first guy to get a beer with a sports guy? It's like American Pie, but, like, boring. First guy to, you know.
It'd be such a disappointing beer.
Right? It totally would be. They don't understand. They have no idea. Anyway, so he wants in just to win it. The grandson of Ty Cobb claims that he would let us touch Ty Cobb's baseball glove if we let him in.
Oh, whoopee.
His name is actually Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb to me is somebody that was in a really bad Robert Wool movie. I don't care about his stats. I'll never get over how bad that Robert Wool movie was and the fact that I saw it in a theater.
Let's see. Here's a guy that wants to start a cult about us. It's a little creepy.
Creepy.
Here you go. Because neither of you know it, but both of you have been the curse of crushing misery in my life. For me, my advice led him to draft Eric Bedard and Jeff Francoeur. Therefore, I blame you for a wasted, ruined fantasy baseball season. Yeah, I'm sorry about Jeff Francoeur. I could not have made a worse call than him.
I tried to warn you. I think I did on a podcast. You got attached.
You might have been attached. Right on that. By the way,
you met him and you were like, oh, I met him in an elevator.
It's all true. You owe me an apology on Steven Jackson and Peyton Manning, though, by the way, for believing in Peyton Manning and not believing in Steven Jackson.
I believed in him this week. I didn't believe in him for the season.
Okay, whatever. Anyway.
And Steven Jackson, if he does that again, I'll walk to Bristol.
If Steven Jackson does that again, you heard it here on the podcast.
Let's see. I was kidding. I had my fingers crossed.
Right, of course you did. Bill went to Holy Cross with my sister Annie and made out with her, made out in quotes, during their senior week at Cape Cod. I send prayers to heaven each day that made out was truly the extent of the relationship. When I first started reading Bill's columns back in high school, my sister inexplicably brought this to my attention in front of my many friends. Ever since, these friends have been forwarding me Bill's columns on a near weekly basis and have managed to twist every single one of Bill's various shticks into a brutal assault on my sister's chastity. So, Bill, do you remember Annie?
I do.
Yeah?
We weren't in the same class, though. She was younger than me.
Was she? Yeah.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart.
Was she? How sweet was she?
I think we just made out.
Just made out? Nothing further?
I don't think so.
You didn't get to second base? Bill Simmons wasn't...
No, I think she was...
Wasn't all handsy?
I think it was like one of those drunk makeouts for like 2 minutes at 3 a.m, you know, somewhere.
So you drank illegally, underage? If you were in high school and you were
no,
drunk?
No, this was college.
Oh, you were college. Okay.
Yeah. I think I was a senior and she was younger.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty good, though. I like the fact that this guy is tortured by his friends. I hope they continue to torment him.
Yeah.
I think that moves him to round two at the very least.
No question. No question about this. There's a lot of people here that have run into you at various places. I have one other one I've got to read. All right. So military guys, I just want to give a shout out here to them. I'll read you my petition, my personal favorite, but Brian... Liberte, Richard McBurney, and Tobias Braun, all a part of our military, we thank you. That's so much braver than what you and I do. But I think the guy that should get in...
Hey, congratulations. Another understatement by Matt Barry.
Yeah, exactly. The sun will come up tomorrow, by the way. And
yeah.
Eric Serkin writes, Bill and Matthew, I would like to join the league as being an active duty Navy member currently deployed in Iraq. I am a P-3 Orion radar operator. The league would put a smile on my face out here daily. The only thing that I have to bribe you with out here is an American flag. I will happily fly for each of you on a mission we do daily over Iraq. You get a really cool certificate and the flag. I'm a fantasy baseball and football player, but hey, basketball would be great. Also, hope this works. I look forward to joining Lee. That is from Eric Serkin.
Where's he from?
He doesn't say. I mean, I have an email address for him, but he's in Iraq. Assuming we can.
How would he hear the podcast though to know he's in?
Well, I would. They have like computers and stuff over there.
So he'll know if we choose him.
Yeah, I have an email address for him.
I think we should choose him.
Absolutely. No,
right,
no. Assuming we prove he's in the military.
He's in. Okay.
Yeah, no question.
Right,
Eric Serkin, welcome to the man's league.
So you have 5 spots left.
Five spots left. Bill, Eric Bauer wants you to know that he lives near you, and you once cut him off at the corner of Melrose and Gower.
That's probably true.
Right.
I'm a maniac out here. Yeah. You know, the best thing about L.A. is that it's really like you can create your own rules because everybody drives 25 miles an hour, and they're terrified to hit anybody.
Right,
it's,
yeah.
It's like Grand Theft Auto for me.
It's driving in L.A. is terrible. It's because it's like you're stopped for so long, and then when you finally get to move, you're so excited. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's no reason.
We have a lot of people who are driving legally without licenses.
Michael Gibbons met you at a Super Bowl party in Jacksonville. There were celebs around, drinks aplenty, scantily clad girls in waves, and yet I approached him. I like to think in that moment he felt special or disturbed that a dude approached him instead of one of the hot girls. He was gracious. We had a substantial chat. My main takeaway from a slightly inebriated sports guy? Wow. Katie Holmes is here. She looks good.
I remember that night.
Yeah.
In fact, I followed Katie Holmes into a Port-a-John. I'm not even kidding. She came out of the Port-a-John and I was waiting for it. I think I even might have written about this. And like, we locked eyes for a second and she kind of, it was a good locking.
Yeah, it could have been
and
you.
And then like 3 weeks later, she fell for Cruz. You can even look at the dates. It was the Jacksonville Pats Super Bowl.
She was
like
looking.
She was like desperate.
Damn
she was
sports
at this,
gal.
I think it was the Maxim party or one of those, but she was desperate and just kind of there by herself, and the whole thing was weird.
Is she your what could have been? Because, you know, I mean,
I'll tell you one thing about young Katie, and now she's turned into a fembot. But
right.
Pre-Cruz, one of the most striking people I've seen in person because she's very tall.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize she's like 5'11". Like, yeah. She's just a substantial female. I liked it.
There's no question. I actually was at a party that like CAA threw for all their clients.
Mm.
You know, and that's where like, you know, big stars like Katie Holmes have to, you know, go around with like people like me.
Yeah.
And, so I was, and she is, she's fantastic.
She was gorgeous.
Really, she's like strikingly beautiful. But I think the problem with the fact is you're tall. She clearly doesn't like tall guys because you're this surprising 6'1" and a half as we've learned.
Yeah. Well, she walked by. She's striking. And the fact that she ended up with Cruz is just so appalling on so many different levels. Like, out of anybody. Anyway, move on.
Three last ones here. And because I lost one, there was a girl that wrote in that talks about how I owe her a beer. I ran into her at a bar. She recognized me at a bar, and I was like, I offered to buy her a beer, and she bought a beer for me instead. And then we ended up leaving, me and my buddies. And anyway, and I've lost the email, but she should move to the next round because it's actually a very funny email, and she's right. I do owe her a beer. Susan Goho wrote a very funny email, which I won't talk to you about, but because it's too long. But we'll put her into the next round too for the female one. She just basically says that she's very pro Kobe is what I'm going to say there.
Okay.
But I take that back.
Yeah. Say no more.
Actually, I take that back. She makes a whole argument for why Chris Paul should be the number one pick overall. And she agrees with me that Kobe's the MVP. But anyway.
Right. So. Those aren't good reasons to put her in round two. What are you talking about? Because somebody agrees with two of your opinions, they're in round two?
Have you read my message boards lately? Not that many people do. I'm always excited. Frank Rossi wants to know, by the way, Frank Rossi will charter a private plane to pick you up in L.A., me up in Connecticut, and bring us to Las Vegas. And we could bring Joe Mead along. He could have an actual bachelor party, a real bachelor party.
That's interesting. Round two for him.
All right. That's
Well, why don't we do this? So
that's
we'll
Frank
announce
Rossi. And one last one here. Scott Darcy wants to offer you. He's got a pair of tickets to Celtics opening night. Banner 17 night.
Yeah, but I'd go with my dad if I was going to that.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be taking me. I'm not going to that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see you rent a banner.
How dare you? All right, so what we decided we're going to do is we have three spots that we gave away, and we're going to do the other five on another podcast because this one was already way too long.
Yeah,
so we have the Naval guy. Matt, you want to say who that is?
Yeah, that is Navy Eric. Eric Serkin. So Navy Eric, he's one.
Navy Eric is one. And then the Sleepless in Seattle guy is another one.
Seattle Matt. Seattle Matt.
Seattle Matt is in. Very creative entry. And then...
Michael McBride with the cardboard cutout. So Cardboard Mike.
Cardboard Mike, Seattle Matt, and Navy Eric.
So,
all right, so those three are in. And then Barry and I will collaborate tomorrow and try to figure out those last five spots. At the end of the other BS report that we're going to do this week, we'll do the last five spots.
Yeah,
half
the league is in. We know half the league, me, you, and these three.
Right.
And now the other five will be, I guess if there can be last minute lobbying, you know, one guy, Tim Phipps, had like literally 40 people just write in that people want Tim Phipps.
Why didn't you read that guy? That guy.
Okay. A couple got lost. I mean, I had like a huge pile. So that guy moves to the second round. That's fine.
Tim Phipps is, I think, round three, the book one I really liked about the children's book about us. I thought it was good.
And the guy whose sister you made out with.
That was good. I enjoyed that one.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That's my
favorite. So, yeah. All right. So we'll figure this out. Right. And then on the other BS report, we will come down with the final five. All right. So.
All right, dude.
BS report later in the week. We'll have the last five entries, and then we'll figure out. We'll do the auction draft, I guess, Monday or two. We want to do it before the season starts.
Absolutely. I was thinking actually Sunday night, like this Sunday night.
Sunday night. Isn't that a game four of the World Series?
Is it? Because it's an auction, it's going to take a couple of hours. So we need to block out. Like, it's got to be at night.
You're right. So it'd be like 5 o'clock on Sunday night, my time, 8 o'clock your time or something?
That was my thought. And my thought is if there's a game going on, then you just everyone watches in the background or whatever.
All right, so we'll tentatively play it on the auction on Sunday night. And the cool thing about that is you can follow it at home, which will, make you hate yourself if you have no life. But I think it'd be kind of fun to follow an auction. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we think it could. I don't think it's going to be able to work. They're still working on it, but my guess is they're not going to be able to do that.
I'm so competitive that I canceled my fantasy basketball article that I was going to write for this week because I didn't want to have you lean toward any way I was thinking.
That's insanity.
Yeah, that is bad. Everybody a column. Hey, what can I say? All right, so we'll talk to you again later in the week, and we'll figure the rest of this out.
Oh, and by the way, remember, you've got to figure out if that's Amy Poehler's brother.
Got to figure out if that's Amy Poehler's brother. Thank you for Jacqueline for hooking us up on short notice.
Yes. Emmy Award winning Jacqueline Purdy. Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right.
And that's it.
Just because everyone says I suck up to you. Screw you, Bill.
See,
I'm glad
you're too.
I'm glad your Red Sox lost.
Thank you. Talk to you then.
So I get to sign off. Whoa.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.